CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger, who's very busy now because we have all kinds of crazy stuff happening in the world of business. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I mean, we have, hundreds of boats, ships, cargo ships sitting out there. You have a supply chain issue, and now we're talking about gray rhinos. What is that? That's a new term you enlightened me to.
Well, I also am enlightened by it because someone used it in a podcast that I was when I was doing an interview, and I thought it was quite interesting because I've been thinking a lot about the reasons why people are saying they're not going back into the labor force. And the consistent reason has to do with childcare. And I thought, oh, this is the gray rhino right here. What is a gray rhino? It's basically like something that is just a very important risk that exists, but it's always exists, and it existed, it currently exists, it will continue to exist, and we just don't pay that much attention to it. So it's a highly probable, high impact, but neglected risk. And this gray rhino, as you said while we were just talking before we went on the air, sort of like the elephant in the room, it's there, but we just don't really deal with it. And I think that's what childcare is all about in this country, that, you know, we have a country where so much of the burden of childcare falls onto families, and families are spending tons and tons of money on childcare on their own and suffering as a result. And I think the pandemic just has shined a light on this issue in a way that it hasn't in the past. So I'm really kind of interested in why it is that this country seems to be willing to let people sort of fly solo on such an important part of their lives.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk of funding universal pre-K or child care facilities and things like that. But I find it interesting with the economic situation we find ourselves in today that a lot of people are actually waking up to the fact that maybe they're just spinning their wheels going to work. Like I have a friend who's a couple. And at one point I turned, they were talking about expenses and stuff and children. They wanted to have another child, but they were saying, oh, it's so expensive, we can't afford child care. And we talked about it, and I, you know, naively said, well, maybe one of you should quit your job because it doesn't sound like one of you is making enough money to pay for childcare. So why not just do it yourself? And they thought about that and did it and are very happy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that's kind of crazy. I mean, not every family can afford to do that. But I think there's plenty of people who are finding that you're absolutely right. Like, oh, my God, like, first of all, if I can find childcare, because that's really difficult mm-hmm. in this recovery period, it's so expensive. And so the U.S. Treasury came out with this report. They said the average family with at least one child under the age of five has to devote about 13% of family income to pay for childcare. By the way, 13%, if you're making, you know, 60 grand a year, is a huge part of your salary and your pay. And so then you're absolutely right, because if that means that, you know, that's just childcare, then you come home and you're exhausted and you're spinning your wheels and all these things are happening, maybe there is a better way. And I think that's the part of this conversation that really brings into question, like, hey, wait a second. When you look at all of the people, all the nations, developed nations around the world, what do they spend on childcare? Well, they spend a lot more than the U.S. government spends, and that's pushing a ton of people out of the labor force.
Mm. Well, as you noted in your write-up today, 57% of families spend over $10,000 a year on childcare. That's an amazing number.
It sure is. And when you think about it, like, again, the median wage last year was about, let's call it around $67,000. So if you're spending $10,000, $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000, you know, that's insane. And think about it, if you're a single parent, the numbers are just so daunting and you're exhausted and you're doing everything. And if you're a couple, then it's like both members of the couple pulling their hair out and also not being able to really live their lives in a comfortable way. On the other end of the spectrum, just one last thing, and that is that, you know, the median pay for childcare workers is about $12 an hour, which freaks me out when you think about it, because you could, the reason why they're like the people in the industry are leaving is you can make $12.25 an hour as a child care worker, a very important job, or you can go work at an Amazon warehouse and make $15-18 an hour with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So no wonder the industry is bleeding people.
Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS business analyst. Thank you very much. Yeah, the economic times forcing people to sort of readjust and reevaluate their priorities in life. So you shed a little light on the new gray rhino. That would be childcare. Thank you.
Take care.
You too.